Let's celebrate Tartan Day with Scottish songs and kilt-loving music on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 454. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. Please support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast over on Patreon. Tartan Day is on April 6th. This is the North American celebration of Scottish heritage. And historically, it's the date the Scots declared their independence in 1320. We will celebrate the event with a little Scottish music and a whole bunch of Celtic bands with kilts. We kicked off the show with Stephanie Clawson from her album, The Road Home, from Skye, Scottish and Irish Tunes. That was Ca the Owls to the Nose and Morpeth Lasses. Next up is Kinfolk with Otters Holt, Mary Blacksmith, and Rakish Patty from their album, Kinfolk.
It's been a long time since a dog has left the living. My brothers have all since moved out to start the family. There's not much left for me in this place, so I guess I seek my fortune. I'll go and join the union side and fight for this country. But it's hard to want to die.
I get back on the feet, and I promise you that I will. When I sponge in our hands. Meatball is a stunning bridge where we'll make our final stand. They're trying to take our freedom, our daughters and our wives. We're the guardians of Scotland. We'll defend them with our lives. Storm in the north, Andrew Murray has spoken. Break the tyrant's reign. We are the people unbroken. The sleeping lion, can you hear a mighty roar? While Maria Wallace, as we knock on England's door, sons and daughters of Scotland, the Quinsey will unite. Highlands and lowlands, back to back for this fight. Storm in the north, Andrew Murray has spoken. Break the tyrant's reign. We are the people unbroken. Army is coming to spill our Scottish blood. We stand tall and proud as we wake the Sassenach's mighty blood. Our eyes look the south as we stand near this bridge. This is not Dunbar, we're a Scots savage. Storm in the north, Andrew Murray has spoken. Break the tyrant's reign. We are a people unbroken. Come down to the highland. Swords in our hand. Meatball is a standing bridge. We will make a final stand. They're trying to take our freedom, our daughters and our wives. We're the guardians of Scotland. We'll defend her with our lives. Storm in the north, Andrew Murray has spoken. Break the tyrant's reign. We are a people unbroken. Storm in the north, Andrew Murray has spoken. We are the people unbroken.
Ah.
after Kinfolk with the double N, that was Kilmaine Saints with Painting Paradise Square from Off the Wagon, Acoustic Sessions. Then Kilted Kings with Marionette Jig and Spinner's Reel from Name on My Soul. And finally Highland Rain with Unbroken from Bring Forth It, the Tartan. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Domenico Rossi emailed a photo from Italy. Hi, Mark. A huge thanks for your podcast. It's always exciting waiting each Thursday. This week, just as the last and probably also the next one, I'm working from home due to COVID-19 emergency. Here in Italy, very strict rules force us to stay home and go out only for severe necessities. Well, it's been a bit difficult to get used to, but hey, we are safe, alive, and we have our favorite music, Celtic ones, of course, and your company. Even in this difficult times, I thank the Lord and wait for better times. Thanks to you also for your weekly gift. Attached, you can find a picture of me working at my new desk. Stay safe, my friend. Grazie molto, Domenico. I hope you too stay safe, and we'll all get through this eventually. So, molto grazie, and I will keep sharing the music. Eric Mailer responded to a Celtic Music Magazine email. Hi, Mark. I downloaded the songs without any issues. Also, wanted to say thank you for everything you do. I love listening to songs I've never heard otherwise and learning more about Celtic culture through song lyrics and the letters you read. You ask, who are some of your favorite Celtic bands? As far as well-known bands go, the Young Dubliners and Gaelic Storm are up there for me. But for local bands, the Rogue Diplomats are awesome. I usually try to catch them in Bethlehem, PA, around St. Patrick's Day. Anyway, thanks again, and sláinte. Thank you so much, Eric. I should get the Rogue Diplomats back on here. I think I've had them on the podcast in the past. It's been a while, though. Stephen Rausch emailed a photo. Listening to the Irish and Celtic Music podcast made this traditional Guinness beef stew on St. Patrick's Day and your birthday, sláinte. Thank you for celebrating that with me, Stephen. Why didn't you share any of it? Come on, what's gone? Sean Morris emailed, hi, loving the podcast. You mentioned that listeners should submit music from female musicians, singers for future consideration. I'd like to draw your attention to banjoist Angela Usher, from Manchester, England. Angela is a contemporary of musicians such as Mike Goldrick, The Ferrells, Desi Donnelly, Angelina Carberry, John Joe, and Grace Kelly, etc., who grew up learning and playing together in the 80s, 90s in Manchester. She released her first album, The Gort Mile, last year, which has some lovely tunes and songs, some her own pieces. It's a measure of the regard she is held in that she had musicians such as Mike McGoldrick, Colin Farrell, and John Carty collaborating with her on her album. I think Mike McGoldrick may have produced it. Angela is also involved with cross-community Irish and Jewish music project Amid the Murk Over the Irk as a performer, composer, arranger. This is quite an interesting project which has brought gems such as the version of The Butterfly to us. Angela also hosts several sessions in Manchester. Actually worth mentioning Grace Kelly here as well, former All-Ireland whistle champion, sister of Boron player John Joe Kelly, who hosts another four sessions in Manchester. We have a strong female contingent of musicians here, and it's not unknown for men to be in the minority at sessions here. Anyway, hope you enjoy Angela's album. Keep the good work with the podcast. Thank you so much, Sean. I really appreciate it. I will reach out to her. And thank you also for that information about the Manchester music session. This whole thing sounded fascinating. I love the Irish and Jewish project crossover, which sounds fascinating. And like I said, all the female musicians in the sessions, that's just brilliant. I believe I flew into Manchester when we went to Wales a number of years back, and I'm really kicking myself that I didn't stop and try to find a session now. Maybe next time we head back to Wales, we'll make that a priority. I'll ask Jan to remind me. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up is Screech Dan from their self-titled album. This is The Night Pat Murphy Died.
On the night that Patty Murphy died, it's a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk, and they ain't got sober yet. Very nice, Greg. As long as a bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. Greg Barry came in the bagpipes, his music for to play.
That's how
After Screeched In came The Rogues with Bonnie Portmore from 25 and Live. Then The Whiskey Dicks with Celts of the North from United We Stumble. Celtic Podcast News. So there are quite a few Celtic musicians who make their living by performing. In fact, it's almost morbidly comical that one of the biggest challenges musicians have faced over the past few years is the declining sales of our primary revenue stream, CDs. And more people are streaming music, and that's made touring all the more important. And now we have COVID-19, and all of my big gigs through May are canceled, and it's the same with most musicians. There really has never been a better time to ask for your help. So please support the musicians you enjoy in the show or on this podcast or whoever, anywhere. If you're able to buy digital downloads, a CD, merch, or tip the artist online, please do so. And if you're not, we totally understand. So do something to promote the artist, share their CD or Spotify page, do something to spread the word, share your love of them online and in your Facebook groups. It's a great way to spread the word, or other social groups. I confess I've never been more thankful that I have this podcast to help support my family, so I can only imagine how other Celtic musicians are faring. So please support them as you are able. I do want to send out a big thanks also to my patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, the show does come out every week. Your generosity funds the creation and promotion and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. Special thanks to our newest patrons, Stephen R., Annie R., Linda P., Scott F., Doug K., Beth H., Joseph O., and Kirsten N. And I have decided that April 23rd is the date of our upcoming two-hour special of instrumental Celtic music. This show will be minimal talk and a lot of amazing music. All thanks to the generous folks like you who are patrons of the podcast and helped us hit the $700 milestone. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhenge.com. Next up is Sire from their album The Winter King. This is These Final Hours.
The fires, they will burn, casting shadows of doubt on our safe return. The drums we will hear are the sounds of our fate as it draws near. Remember, my friends, I am proud to stand with you. Though the flames may test our faith, I know that we'll stand true and know. We gave them a story and we gave them hope. We showed them all they could, cast off their shackles and yokes. We gave them a song. Show them though we may die, we'll never fall. Ready your hands, steel yourself from the fear and hatred of man. Stand with me now, they will not understand the peace that we found. My friends, I am proud to stand with you. And though the flames may test our faith, I know that we'll stand true. And oh, we gave them a story and we gave them hope. We showed them all they could, cast off their shackles.
to stand with you. And though the flames may test our faith, I know that we'll stand true. And oh, we gave them a story and we gave them hope. We showed them all they could, cast off their shackles and yokes. Gave them a song, a rallying call. We showed them the
on the broken sea. 15 lords all cried out loud for the bonny lass of Anglesey. She's taken 15 one by one, saying, "Sweet kind sir, will you dance with me?" And there it's 10 o'clock at night, they gave it all right shamefully. By the hand, saying, "Sweet kind sir, will you walk with me?" And ere the king had gone one step, she danced his gold and his lands away. 15 plows, a house and a mill, now that's no price for victory. And away she's danced with his treasure, the bonny lass of Anglesey.
Robert McNew, Neil Anderson.
Thank you. out of harm's way. We've had a blast today. Hope to see you next year. We salute you. Thank you.
Well, the message you meet is a clutched up and dolly. She'll price tag your soul as you give her a wink. Just smell her bouquet as she walks by you slowly. Cause an hour from now you'll be down in the drink. And it's 18 tramps to the bottom of a fifth. Have you got the cojones? Can you go the distance? She got one eye on the bottle, the other on her watch. She's your worst drinking nightmare. She's the Mary Queen of Scotch. Begins with the usual banter as the bartender plunks down her favorite snort. It should give you some clue when this guy's got her number and the boys in the bar shout a bandit off four. But you pick up your glass and you say, may I join you? With a wave of her hand, she will fill up your jar and you just want to sip. But she says we're doing shots till you're drunk, dirty dancing with the Mary Queen of Scotch. Clouds and the eyes spinning clovers, my shirt's inside out and my heart's on the lamb. And if she has her way before it's all over, we'll have 18 tramps before they kick the band in. We'll have
18 tramps.
And I don't know how she's standing.
After Sire came the Kilt Lifters from Friends Old and New. That was the Bonnie Lass of Anglesey. Then Albanek and Rath Kelter performing together for the Rath Kelter and Friends of CPR. That was Wrath in the Knock. And then came Barley Juice from their new album, The Old Speakeasy. That was Mary Queen of Scotch. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. And if you did, please share the show with a friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our community and help the artists who so generously share their music with you. So again, if you enjoy the music you hear, support these amazing artists and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week you will get a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s just for signing up today. I hope you had a wonderful time, and I hope you stay safe and healthy. And we're going to finish up with Bryn Mawr from their album, The Great Hill. This is Leaving of Liverpool. Thank you again. Sláinte.
Can you?
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gundy Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.